Let's return to This Week in America. Here's your host, Rick Bratton.
Welcome back, everybody, coast to coast, This Week in America. Hidden Treasures by Jenny Murphy is a whimsical story sharing her very real experiences with the living God. The scripture verses are printed out for your ease in reading and in following the story's life application. This easy-to-read account of Jenny's testimony, written in storybook format, brings hope to other broken hearts and hurting souls. Hers is a vulnerable honesty that can't be dismissed. You may see your life reflected in her words. Disillusioned and hopeless, she knew there had to be more to life. From wounded to rescued, from despair to hope and healing, this book will help the reader seek and find the hidden treasures of God's love. Jenny is a registered nurse by profession who enjoys traveling, arts and crafts, and working outdoors, as well as writing. She also treasures her devotional time with God. She currently resides in a small town in northwestern Pennsylvania. Jenny expresses her heartfelt prayer for hidden treasures. And Jenny Murphy, author of Hidden Treasures, our guest on This Week in America. Jenny, welcome to the program. A pleasure to have you with us.
Well, thank you, Rick. It's good to talk with you.
It's a pleasure to have you here and to share your story that is helping so many people already. You're putting your story out there and giving guidance to people who may have gone through a similar set of circumstances. And you say in the beginning of the book that this is your Christian testimony and you kept it silent, kept it hidden for so long. Why did you decide to write Hidden Treasures now? What was the inspiration in writing this book?
Well, I really felt I was driven. I felt like the Holy Spirit was pushing me to write it down. And I just remembered all of the scripture and, you know, I how to find it. I have a good concordance, you know, so that makes a big difference. You just got to know one word and you can find the scripture. But anyway, yeah, I was driven to get it written down on paper.
Well, it's helping so many people, and the book is available at Your Link Publishing, Amazon, the usual places. Jenny's website is thetruthsetsmefree.com, and I'll give you that throughout the interview. We've got it on our website, so if you go there, you can click on, go directly to Jenny's website, get information, and order the book there as well. In the beginning, I mentioned that this was a very real experiences with the living God. And I think living God is so important. Explain that, because for many people, it's just God, and we don't really consider it living and a daily part of our lives.
Well, that's true, but he is very real. I mean, he is our creator. And he wrote the book, the Bible, that tells us from the beginning of our earth, you know, to what the end is going to be.
That it really is a valuable, important part of our lives. And that that's reflected in Jenny's book, Hidden Treasures. Again, the book available wherever books are sold. What was it like for you writing this? Was this difficult in sharing your story to help other people? Was it difficult, or was it maybe therapeutic? It gave you an opportunity to use your story to motivate other people. What was this writing process like for you?
Well, you're right. It was therapeutic, very therapeutic for me. And when I was done writing the book, I was done.
Yes.
And, you know, and I just felt cleansed and I felt alive and I just felt like life was a new beginning.
Well, and for many people, that's what they're looking for when they've gone through a set of circumstances. And talk a little bit about what you went through. I mentioned disillusioned and hopeless at one point. You knew there had to be more in life, and you were able to find it. Just briefly, what did you go through? What was so difficult that you really were lost in life for a while?
Well, that's kind of tricky to answer. I guess I would have to say that I didn't start out living my Christian life like the Word of God says. And so, you know, I mixed some worldly stuff in with it, and that got me all mixed up and confused as to what was right and what was wrong. And I would suggest that people try to stick with your commitment to the
yes.
Lord.
You know, for so many people in that situation where they really recognize they need a change in direction in their life, but they're not sure how to begin, what that first step is in doing that. And you did that. You made that decision. How do people get there? What is the process in turning your life around and changing the direction of your life?
Well, the best thing to do is to keep your heart open and your brain. Your heart
yes.
and your brain have to match each other, you know. But to always be thinking about the Lord in your life and in the world around you, and what he has done in the past and what he can do and what he will do. And, you know, he can do anything. God can do anything. And if you want a change in your life, then, you know, walk with him and talk with him and, you know, tell him your secrets. And I mean, he knows already. You don't have to say a word.
Yes.
But, that's kind of the best way to do it. I mean, if you're familiar with the scriptures at all from any time in your life when you started it, it'll come back to you. It's like riding a bike, I guess.
Yeah, I guess it's just what having an open mind and having that as your purpose in life, your commitment in life. Jenny Murphy is our guest on the program. That's J-E-N-N-I-E. Murphy, M-U-R-P-H-Y. The book is Hidden Treasures. You'll find it wherever books are sold. I'll direct you to yourlinkpublishing.com. You'll find it at Amazon, Barnes & Noble, and you'll find it on Jenny's website, thetruthsetsmefree.com. Let's talk about the format of the book. When you decided to write this, how did you come up with the format, which is using the scripture verses, which are so well done, and really draw the reader in? Talk about designing the format of the book to get your message out to people.
Well, when you're writing a book, if you use anything for a reference, you have to write it down.
Yes.
So I just thought, I'm going to write out the whole scripture, where to find it and what it says. And then it's right there along with the thought that came to me, or, you know, what I was feeling at the time that I wrote that. And then I just wanted to make sure that people knew that it wasn't something I came up with.
Yes.
You know.
Well, and you said that, and that that's so important, that as you read the story, keep in mind what the Lord was doing, not what the characters involved were doing. Talk about the importance of that, because sometimes we're watching in one direction and we should be focused in another.
Well, yeah, that's right. And it's like my mother used to tell me, you know, we look up and see the clouds in the sky, but God is looking down on the clouds in the sky, or a lace tablecloth. You know, and what we see differs very much from what God sees, and he can make something good happen out of something bad in any case.
You went through and you talk about those and made mistakes, and so often we get caught up in mistakes, and we let the mistakes win. We let the mistakes defeat us, to drag us down, in some cases even determine our future. How difficult was it for you to take your life back to, okay, I made a mistake, people make mistakes, I'm going forward with life? How difficult is it to get to that point, to make that determination?
Well, I needed a lot of help from the Lord for that.
Yes.
It wasn't easy. But I mean, once it was over, I guess I was kind of in a situation where I was emotionally abused, and then when he took off the way he did, then left me with no information at all, and I found some strength inside myself, and I was able to go to the bank and close out accounts that I needed to, and, you know, things like that.
Yes.
That I didn't think that I could do, especially without him around. With him around, I couldn't have done it. But I did it, and eventually, and then, well, I'd have to say, after he died, then I knew that I was safe. You know, I know that
yes.
sounds terrible about another human being, somebody that you loved and wanted to care for and you were committed to in a marriage. But that's what happens, you know. You don't feel safe when you know there's somebody that can hurt you.
Perfectly
walking the earth.
Well, yeah, that's perfectly understandable. The work of the book by Jenny Murphy is Hidden Treasures. I love the title of that. How did you come up with Hidden Treasures?
Well, it's because of the scripture in the Psalms, I believe it is, or Proverbs. Anyway, thy word have I hidden my heart that I might not sin against thee. And so, you know, since the book is full of scripture passages, you know, and some of them I have memorized, a lot of them I've forgotten. But anyway, they're back there somewhere.
Well, yes. And you have them in the book, and it's so well laid out, and you really will get answers to questions. You will read, and you can relate to what Jenny has gone through, possibly what situations that you're going through in your life as well. The book is Hidden Treasures. Jenny's website, again, is thetruthsetsmefree.com, and we've got the link for that on our website, book available wherever books are sold. What was this like for you to research and put this book together? People are reading this and learning, and you're helping their lives. What did you learn in writing this book? Were there situations, scripture you came up with that really were of great benefit to you after the situation and in the process of writing the story?
Well, I mean, what can I say? All the scriptures are a help.
Yes.
But then, of course, God, I guess he's like us. I think of God, part of God is me.
Well,
that's
yes.
the way I like, you know, and part of God is you. And part of God is, you know, everybody in the world. He's our creator.
You said something before that you listened to God as you were doing this and making changes in your life and writing this book, Hidden Treasures. Talk about that, because for so many people, they don't maybe realize that God is sending them messages. And you talk about that. He doesn't keep his thoughts to himself. We just have to know how to listen. Explain that, how you're in a conversation and how you get messages from God.
It's a still small voice.
Yes.
It really is. You know, I mean, my mother told me not to ever tell anybody all these things because they'd think I was crazy.
Okay.
But, you know, I mean, I believe I've heard people talk about hearing the voice of God before. And I know, I mean, it fits. What he tells me in my heart, in my head, it fits with what's going on. You know, it's like a
yes.
conversation.
And we just need to know the messages are coming and to be able to listen. And so much of this
yes.
is addressed in Jenny's book, Hidden Treasures. And again, you'll find it wherever books are sold. Information on Jenny's website, which is thetruthsetsmefree.com. What was it like when you went through this transformation from wounded to rescued, from despair to hope and healing? What was it like when you got to the point where you were beginning to really maybe enjoy life again and feel comfortable again? What was that transformation like?
Well, it was a big relief, a load off my shoulders. You know, life gets burdensome. It surely does, just everyday stuff, you know. And so I felt like free to start over.
Well, and you point out that you can do that. People can do that. The time is now and the choice is yours. Talk about that. I think so often we are procrastinators and we're waiting for something to happen to make it go away, a direction to be given to us. But the time is now, isn't it? And the choice is ours.
Yes, you're right about that. It is hard to know, you know, what to base your thoughts and feelings on and how to start from there, you know. I guess it's a matter of deciding what it is that you would like to do with your life, you know, what you would like to happen, and you know what road you want to take to get there.
What do you hope the takeaway is? Someone reads Hidden Treasures and you're able to touch them. What do you hope the takeaway is, the message from Hidden Treasures?
Well, I would hope that people are encouraged by it. I would hope that they would become closer to the Lord, you know, in their life and the choices that they make on a daily basis. And that's basically it. I would like to see, you know, a big change in the way people choose to live their lives. I think that sex today has become a entertainment for people.
Yes.
You know? I don't know what else to say.
Well,
I don't.
Pardon? I think you said it all there. It's sort of a guidance for all of us, and it's so much easier when someone who's been through this is talking to us as through the book or however they're having that conversation, rather than somebody we don't know that's maybe got a PhD somewhere but has never been through real-life situations as Jenny has been through. What response are you getting to the book? What kind of direct response are you getting?
Well, I haven't heard too much of anything because, you know, I don't know that anybody's read the book other than the people that put the book together, which they did a fine job.
Yes.
And, I just haven't really heard too much of anything.
It's so difficult when you write and you have people reading basically can do it worldwide and impacted by the book that you will never know about, but you've made a difference. You've touched their lives. I mentioned in the beginning that you enjoy writing. Are you working on something else?
Well, no, I'm not. My husband has memory problems, so I just kind of basically are living life for two now.
Oh, I'm sorry
you know,
to hear that.
I'm not pregnant, but,
yes.
You know, he doesn't always think straight at all.
Well, I'm sorry to hear that, and I wish you the best and him as well in getting through these difficult times. And you've done so much in helping people by sharing your story, and I mentioned the vulnerability factor before. How difficult was that to be honest and to tell the story? Were there times when you felt like maybe I should hold back a little bit?
Well, when I was writing the book, it was for me,
oh,
you know,
yes.
And so I could write anything, you know, but then I decided that it might be a big help to other people because, you know I certainly am not the only one who has made poor decisions
yes.
in my life.
How important is that to you? Were writing these thoughts down, and that brings up, you know, journaling that everybody talks about is so important. Did that help you in writing down what you were going through, your thoughts as you were going through it?
Yes, it sure did. I would be driving along and stopped at a stoplight, and I'd have to dig out my notebook and a pen and write down something.
Oh, yes, I've gone through that. Yes, yes.
I've heard of writers doing that before, too, you know, and I can certainly see how that happens.
Well, and that's what you need to do, is to write it down. No matter how much you think, okay, by the time I get to my destination, I'm going to remember this. I'm going to write it down because this is good. And you never remember it the way that it came to you initially. So it was always good to write that down. In this case, it gave you the foundation for the book, Hidden Treasures. You say in the book, from the heart of this writer to yours, this is the story of my spiritual journey put to scripture. You have to feel a sense of fulfillment for helping other people because you've been doing that. What's that sense like for you, that the book is out there now? I may not know it, but I'm using my example to touch other people. How important is that? What kind of feeling is that for you?
Well, it's a very good feeling. I mean, I would just have to say that I was always a person without a lot of self-confidence. And I feel that coming back, since, you know, I had to answer you that I don't know how my book is doing, you know. So that's where that comes from, my lack of self-confidence.
But, well, my guess is it's touching people, and from what I've understood, that it's doing well, and it's a valuable addition to people's home reading libraries. And this will certainly, what you're doing, get you out of that lack of self-confidence, the fact that you are able to use yourself and your message, your voice, to make a change in people's lives. And it's been such a pleasure to have you on the program. I wish you and the best for your husband in going through the difficulties you are. And I thank you for taking the time to be with us today to talk about your book, Hidden Treasures. Thank you so much for being with us.
Well, thank you.
It's been our pleasure. Jenny Murphy, that's J-E-N-N-I-E Murphy. Her website, thetruthsetsmefree.com. Book available, yourlinkpublishing.com, Amazon, the usual places, and a link for Jenny's website on our website, thisweekinamerica.us. We are back on today's program right after these messages.
You're listening to This Week in America with Rick Bratton. More after this.